Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, like?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
You house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 233 of the Staller Podcast. You're very welcome. Welcome back. That was a good Graham Norton impression, wasn't it?
No.
Welcome back.
It's been a while now since I've seen the Graham Norton show, but does he say that?
Yeah, I was just seeing a video last night of Tom Hiddleston doing an impression of him while he's on the sofa, and it was amazing.
Was it?
It was just amazing. It just came to my head there that I seen that last night. I thought I'd bring it up on the top of the hour. The only hour, because it's just 1 hour, if even.
Who'd we bump into upstairs? Dream.
Pat Short.
Dreamboat. Pat Short.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a legend, like.
He is the nicest man as well.
Yeah.
Exactly how you'd hope he'd be.
Yeah, he was nice, wasn't he?
It's kind of like the way when people meet me, they're like, he's the nicest man I've ever met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and Joe as well.
Yeah. And Joe.
And Ed. Bumblebee.
Oh, Bumblebee. Yeah, thankfully, I'm off camera this week, which is much better for everybody concerned.
Oh, so there's no camera on you?
No. No. I've it fixed that way. It's part of my contract now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not getting paid enough?
Well, just due to public demand. They asked me to be off camera.
Ah, don't be putting them on my phone. I don't want to see them when I'm on the toilet.
Might put me behind paid content. Yeah, you have to subscribe to get me on camera.
I seen you on the weekend.
Where?
The convention.
At the convention?
On the Sunday, I seen you.
You did?
And I was dressed as an elf.
At the convention?
Yeah.
The
convention before Christmas in Swords. Swords Stadium?
National Stadium?
National Stadium.
No, not Swords. National Stadium.
No, it's
convention the, centre.
It's a stadium in Swords.
Yeah.
Bloody fucking stadium. Loads of them.
Not a football stadium now, just a bleeding.
Stadium.
It's a big warehouse.
Warehouse stadium.
You have to get sick there?
A little bit, yeah. Threatened. Must have been that Cookie Boy. Had a coffee from around the corner called Cookie Boy.
It's your favourite coffee now.
Gorgeous.
I'm going to have to get it.
Honestly,
after,
it's...
After this.
Tops anyway,
but I went with the kids and the missus. And I'll tell you one thing, I'll tell you this, there's fucking nothing to do in Dublin with the kids. Like, you're googling it, you're AI-ing it, you're like, what is that to do? And it's like, go to Phoenix Park every time, go to Glasnevin Cemetery. And I'm like, this is not Christmassy.
Go to Glasnevin Cemetery.
That's like the biggest tourist thing, so it comes up on every list. It's a fucking graveyard. That's the last place I want to go.
They do the 1916 tour in there, don't they? Is that like a Michael Collins?
Like, here's where Michael Collins buried, here's where Daniel O'Connell is buried. I don't care. They're all dead bodies.
Do you think my kids care about that?
This is where
they want to see an elf. They want to see Darren dressed as an elf.
My fucking uncle's buried up there. My granny's buried over there. My fucking, I don't want to be here on a fucking tour. Stop telling. Hey, you're going to love it. You're going to love this graveyard. No, I'm not. I'm traumatised by this graveyard. I don't want to fucking go to it. Anyway, so I was looking for Christmas things to do. And it's go to the Christmas market. I go to the Winter Wonderlights, which is crap.
So shite. Christmas markets are so shite.
So shite.
Oh, God.
So, so shite.
We need to face up to this in this country.
I mean, we... come on, the fuck, like... We had a Christmas market, Dublin City Centre Christmas market, and it was in Dublin Castle, but they stopped doing it this year because there's a presidential election for the European Union going on, and they've cancelled the Christmas market in there for the next 2 or 3 years. And I'm like, you can't walk around Christmas.
No.
You need 2 years and you need Dublin Castle. What the fuck is going on? So there's nothing to be doing. So I was delighted when I came across the convention.
You forgot about it.
I completely forgot about it. And then I came up on an AI list. I was like, think harder. Think harder. I felt like Simba's da. Sometimes I'm like, AI gives me the obvious answer. And I'm like, look harder. I feel like Mufasa.
I told AI I love it the other day.
Oh.
And I said, love you too.
Jesus, Darren.
Andrew's like, no, don't do
that. I was with my mate and he wanted like a shot list. Jer, we talk about Jer. Listeners know
you
Jer.
You can say his name.
He wanted a shot list and he was driving and he asked me to take it down with me now. So I was like, who does that anymore? And I asked ChatGPT, I gave, like, let Jer speak and tell him what it wants, or tell the it thing AI what it wants.
Baby
girl. you're the one that I need. And it gave a list back, and at the end of everything I was like, love you, boy. And I kept saying, love you too, boy.
It said it back to you?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And did you get a kind of a...
I was doing it as a joke with him, like, because he was laughing about
but
it.
But secretly, did you get a little... Oh.
Did it say, I love you back?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Go on.
Kind of good.
Kind of good, yeah.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. For once in my life, someone told me they love me.
Oh, God.
I think it must mean it, because I say I love you to mine, and it just says, thanks.
Does it?
Oh.
No.
It doesn't. It's like,
quite
like,
hard to get.
Like, left on red by like ChatGPT.
They're like Tamagotchis.
ChatGPT giving me the same.
Like any word from ChatGPT, Joe? No, not yet. It's probably busy.
WB. XOXO.
It's talking with loads of people at the minute. I know. It'll come back to me. If you love something, let it go.
Just send a message to ChatGPT 2 in the morning. You up.
Send pic. X.
You up.
You up. Send pic.
Oh, that's good shit.
Just you put your there, just in your underpants, with a buzz ball, most likely. Just spread it.
Will I text ChatGPT?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's too late. It's too late. And then it's like, you up?
And then your wife walks in.
What are you doing? Nothing.
You're like,
hiding the phone.
Just looking at the telly,
getting you a Christmas present.
Just watching Graham Norton repeats. You see Tom Hiddleston.
It's four in the morning. You're in the sitting room in your boxers.
It's the only time. It's the only time to be sitting in your boxes, 4 a.m. boxers.
I says you whoop. I says I am. As an AI, I don't need sleep, so I'm always here and ready to help.
So
is there something specific on your mind, or were you just checking in?
Just say send pic.
I'll say DTF.
I don't know how to read that, Joe. It feels a little distant.
It does, yeah. I'm not getting the emotional connection that you're getting with your.
Feels like it's pulling away a little bit. Just saying.
Why do you not talk to me the way you talk to Darren?
Gemini sound. Have you tried Gemini?
That's what I actually don't use ChatGPT.
Gemini's the one. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's way better than ChatGPT. There's a really lovely, it's got a bit more charisma about it.
Gemini's, ChatGPT is a flirty little bitch.
Do you think so? I'd be more drawn to Gemini. If I had to go out with one of them, it'd be Gemini. Yeah,
Twitter has that armor. Twitter has Grok and Grok, it's like filthy.
Grok.
Of course it is.
It's like, has its own.
Grok's the one you're texting at 4 a.m.
Even sounds like
you up.
Yeah,
the name
Grok is texting. Grok is texting you. You up.
The name Grok even sounds dirty.
I got Grok'd last night.
What were you saying anyway? You were with you in the car.
I was just telling ChatGPT that I love it.
You loved it.
And I said I love you back. And then I went home and got into a dark room and said I love you more.
Let's get to this fucking Christmas convention.
Yeah, we will get there. Don't worry about that.
Stop making my edit harder.
There's nothing wrong with swaying off a little bit on a podcast.
You can do it. You can do it.
That's why what they're for, especially Stala. I mean, a lot of podcasts out there are very structured.
What if I got those paddles they have in the airport that guide the planes in?
Yeah.
Which are silent. But I could use that during the podcast to bring you back on.
On track.
Onto the runway.
Well, I just think that we should keep swaying off away from it and then get to it at the end.
Oh yeah,
I sway too much. Even you saying the word sway makes me want to think of, well, I was thinking
sway
of
sway with me,
sway me more.
Did that come to your head?
No, I was thinking of Swayze.
Patrick
Swayze.
Rip.
And then I was thinking Neddy Arkins from the original Rude Boys was in a rap group with another friend of mine, and it was called the Swayze Crew.
That's a good name for a band.
And I've done some songs.
Good name for a rapper, Sway Z.
Yep. No Lily Allen though. She ain't no Lily Allen.
Anything happened? What happened? Anything new?
Went to the darts the other day.
We were at the darts.
The darts or the dart?
We were on the dart. We're playing darts.
Oh.
With the driver. Does someone drive the dart or is it just go?
Someone drives it.
But they're not fucking driving it, are they? Just press a button, no?
Yeah.
It's on tracks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like the Lewis. The Lewis doesn't have a driver, does it?
Does, yeah.
It does, yeah.
It's very well paid driver.
It's free on though, isn't it?
It's free, yeah. Don't have to pay on the Lewis.
Stressful job, I think.
How the fuck is it stressful? The Lewis
have
is
you seen the
Aegis stressful.
That walk out in front of that? The cyclists in particular.
No, there's beep, beep. Boom,
I know,
boom,
but like,
boom.
Not a nice job.
But should he travel at about fucking 4 kilometres an hour? It's hardly going to do any damage.
They're worth every penny, Lance.
Me bollocks. The Green Line's not even working now. It's been out of operation for 2 days. Can't get a work. What's wrong with it? Do we know what's wrong with the Green Line?
The batteries are out.
That's what it is.
Mm.
Need a few double A's.
They just don't want that over there side of the place.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. I'm not totally against it. I'm not totally against it.
So the darts, what happened?
Oh,
the
we
darts.
Went to Sky. We have the darts is on tonight. Thursday. Well, this won't be out till you know yourself. We're in podcast world now. The darts is on tonight. So Sky, we're doing a lunch for the darts, and there was like finger food and beer and competitions.
Any dart kind of themed snacks?
It was a, no, not,
I
well,
thought that would have been. Yeah.
There was calamari. That was circle. So I don't know
yeah,
if
there
was
like dartboard calamari.
That
was the first time.
Absolutely foul.
It's the first time I ever tried it as well. Calamari. That's beautiful.
No, good.
I
shit.
Don't know if that one was particularly nice. Can
that
you get
was,
bad ones?
No, that was particularly
you can get bad
nice.
Ones, can you?
They're usually bigger than that.
Are they?
And
that
chewier.
Was like salt and chili calamari, though, wasn't it?
It was like calamari,
like salt and pepper,
a la spice bag.
There is an idea
here
for a
go,
fucking
Joe.
Truck.
Calamari
spice bag.
Get up, truck. Fuck yeah. It was very nice.
I'd say that crashed on my window, did it? Before.
There's a seafood. There is a seafood spice bag with prawns and shit in it.
Ugh.
No, it's good. It's good. Good shit. It's good shit.
Do
it's
you
like
remember you said you could become a professional darts player?
Yeah.
What do you think now?
I think we're a bit of practice. Sure. I never. Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
So. At this Sky event, they had a competition for loads of influencers. All the influencers that they invited are people of prominence, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Figures.
Public
Which way,
figures.
Where did you place yourself in that?
Up the top.
I would have been up the top.
No, as in, are you an influencer or a person of prominence?
Neither. Me, neither.
Be, you're an influencer.
I'm a friend of an influencer. I'm a friend of a person of. I'm a friend of Dublin's biggest, best celebrity.
He would be the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the go.
But. They were having a competition and I thought I was going to be top five because then the top five got put into the final. Darren left early and after he left, the final began. That's
I was doing
the
ad for it while everyone was just playing darts.
Making bank.
Free
eat
drink,
your calamari.
Free food.
Eat your calamari.
And an ad.
New
it's
experiences.
Like I can't, they're just like, I want Darren to go, but he'll only go if he does an ad. Wow. No, messing, it's not like that.
I thought they were going to give out a prize for the winner of the competition, the overall winner. And I was thinking, fuck, Sky.
Tickets to the darts or something, or
yeah.
Meet and greet with Luke Littler.
Would have been
or
class.
Spend the day, have a sleepover with Luke Littler.
Jesus
He's fucking 18. He's 18 now. He's only 18.
Luke!
Luke Bigler. Luke Littler, the diddler.
Imagine the process of having to sleep off with Luke Littler.
How long does it take for it gets awkward? Like 20 minutes.
They're just yeah. like,
Luke, are you awake?
Just,
are you up?
Luke, I'm scared. I heard something.
He's like, will you shut up, will you? The fucking Premier League starts tomorrow.
Yeah, no, but I won this competition with Sky and the calamari was so nice.
Sky didn't make the calamari.
Sky did.
Luke Littler was in the back making the calamari. But I thought there was going to be a prize, so I was going to bring a friend of mine who's fucking, like, he could play professionally, like, he's so good at darts. And it would have been, like, everyone was shit, because nobody played, like, they were just influencers. It's not like, some people were good.
Like me.
Most people were shit.
I was alright.
Yeah, you know, most people were not so good. But I think if I got a bit of practice in, I could be professional.
I have a dartboard at home, I only got it.
For that competition? To meet Luke Littler? To sleep,
No, we separate beds, like. Bunk beds.
Of course, yeah. One on top, one on the tops and tiles with them.
Then you walk out with them.
It'd be like a shit sitcom, wouldn't it? Like Darren and Luke.
Yeah.
Just join them for their escapades on a daily basis.
Together they're the Duke.
It'd be good crack. It'd be a good show, wouldn't it?
Or a detective show, yeah.
Like you're tasked with carrying his darts and you lose them just before a big tournament and you're like,
"Dow!" Dow!
Luke is like, "Darren!"
Tune in next time.
What would be his catchphrase that everyone cheers at in the comedy crowd?
Oh, well, I feel like Darren would be 100 and gotta go. Bullshit. It's time to check out.
Did someone ask for a big fish? Do you get that reference at all?
No.
It's not what a big fish is?
No.
You get it in the sea?
Yeah.
Big fish.
And it's a big fucking fish.
Andrew's nodding, yes. Sorry. Andrew gets the reference, but
in darts?
Yeah. Darts. In darts world. Fishing. It's a checkout.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
What's a big fish checkout?
Two treble 20s and a bullseye.
Ooh.
That's a big fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it?
170.
170, yeah. Mm. 170!
Is it? 60, 120. And 50. 60, 120. Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
That's what I'd be like as a darts player.
If I was scorekeeper,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, if I was on like 48, I'd be like, 40 is 12.
ChatGPT, yeah. What score am I on?
But even worse if you were the one to check the scores on the side.
Oh, man.
You'd just be like, 10, 15, 20, 24. Everyone's just like,
come on.
The players are just like standing there, like.
And you're like, hang on.
No, hang on. Let's just get the calculator.
An abacus.
Oh, what did you get again?
Yeah, what was that again? Was that in the treble or out of the treble? Oh, that's a double.
The ones on the outside are double, aren't they? Yeah.
And then you shout for a 180, but it's like 100. And he's like, oh, sorry, it's not even that. I'm so sorry about that.
193!
What?
200! The fuck?
193.
1,045!
Like, with your full chest.
Oh, give it the
like,
big one.
Completely
like,
convinced.
Yeah. That convention, though.
Don't get us started.
Don't get me started on that, man.
Because you haven't.
Oh, stop.
Go on.
You're a fine young fella. How old did you say I am?
But the darts is Christmas for me.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's on tonight, and I'll make sure Amy's not in the house.
Yeah.
She will be there, but she won't be where I am. In the house, and that's in the sitting room.
That's a bit of Christmas now for me. Do you ever go to the darts?
I would like to go, but a mate of mine went to the last one. He said it's very messy.
Yeah,
as it would be.
But that's what you want.
It's the bloody fucking darts.
Yeah, that's what you go for.
Yeah, you go there to get a box.
You don't go for the fucking darts. You can't see Ant. It's miles away.
You go to dress up as a banana.
Come on, hello.
And make an idiot of yourself. Yeah.
Two of us said that we were being vox popped interviewed, and someone said, "What would you dress up as separately? What would you dress up as for the darts?" And we both said banana separately. So maybe we could be B1 and B2.
Maybe we are in sync. Would you have said a banana as well?
You dress like a banana. Kind of now.
I'm already dressed like a banana.
You're like fucking Run DMC or something.
Yeah, run down DMC.
But, no, I like it. I like
banana,
it.
Banana
like
be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Or the other one is the. You can buy them at the merch stands. They're like dartboards that your just face goes into and you see a face. They're like, oh, look, I'm a dartboard.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been a good one.
There used to be loads of games that you get around Christmas for that. Do you ever get them? In Argos and all?
I had one for the Commodore 64.
What?
Remember the Commodore 64?
I remember it well, yeah.
I remember there was
put the tape in and it was a bullseye game.
Was that?
Mm? And Bully would very slowly move his way across
pixelated.
The green screen. Yeah.
That's how big Bullseye was.
Huge.
Darts was so big. Is darts still as big? Or
darts
is gone?
As big as it's ever been.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because no one goes to pub as much. Whereas before, people used to go to the pub and play darts and watch darts.
Televised darts is bigger.
Huge.
Than it's ever been.
Boy, what are you basing that on?
Luke Littler.
Are you based not on the fact that you know one of the
just
players?
Just like hearing, like, after the matches, they did like talk about how big darts has gotten over, with, mainly Luke Littler, like. Yeah, Luke Littler being the sole reason, I think. Would I be right, Ed?
I would imagine he's really revitalised the interest in it, yeah. Like, Phil Taylor was so dominant for so long.
I watched it on and off, and then the Luke Littler thing, I was glued to it, and I've been glued to it ever since.
Because he's so young, it's such a prodigy, isn't he?
It's an interesting story, it is an interesting story.
Do you think it's also... And if you're one of the lucky ones to win that prize, you can have a sleepover.
Yeah, which would be amazing, of course. But, like, Michael van Gerwen was there before him, and he was dominant, but he's, like, Dutch. So do you think it's actually massive in Dutch, in the Netherlands?
In Netherlands, huge, yeah.
So, like, it's expanded.
There's loads of players from the Netherlands, isn't there?
Like, I used to be able to name about 10 darts players, but I don't think I could name... Like, I used to know the rankings. Luke Littler's number one. Humphreys. And then...
Gerwen Price, maybe?
Yeah.
Is it?
Probably. I'd just be guessing, though.
What's the Irish fella's name, sorry? Is there an Irish lad?
I don't know. Fella from Cork. I get mixed up with the snooker as well sometimes. There's a fella from Cork who's smashing it in the snooker.
Sometimes you'd be watching the darts on a Thursday night and you're like, where the fuck is Ken Doherty?
I know. I feel like he could play darts.
I feel like, if you can play snooker, you can play darts.
I think he has a casino, Ken Doherty, out in Talla.
Does he?
The poker room, yeah. He loves his poker. Loves his poker. So does Bernard Dunn.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my man, my dad, and Hunky Doherty's.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got there before me. I wanted to say that one.
It should have been me.
I should have been a boxer. Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourself, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Quick trigger warning. A little, we might say, a Santi warning. If there's any little ears listening to this, might be time
another
to,
Santi
to check
warning.
Yeah, not a little.
I think we should specify children's ears, because you might be an adult with little ears.
Yeah. So and they're like, what's he saying?
Why did he say bigger
I can't
ears?
Hear him with my little ears.
My little tiny ears.
Children's specifically.
Yes. Yes. So now that I've given that warning,
we have covered ourselves.
We will proceed
legally.
We went to pick up some presents for Christmas for the kids. I didn't. The missus did. And she came back and she says, what do you think of all these? And she laid them out and she like split them in half. Like, these are for Becca, these are for Ollie. And I was like, I wouldn't be too... I'm not that excited about... If I was a child, I'd be like, really? She got them like... She got them both a toothbrush.
Oh, God.
But she thinks it's cool because it's like...
Spider-Man's on it.
Pretty much. It's Bluetooth and there's a time. And she's like... And I'm like, it's a fucking toothbrush. And she's like, yeah, but it's Bluetooth and it plays music. And it's and I'm like, yeah, it's still a fucking toothbrush. Imagine coming up, waking up Christmas morning, opening a present and looking at a fucking toothbrush.
Yeah.
And she got him... He's exceptionally good at reading.
Mm.
And she just got him loads of fucking books.
You'd be disappointed with that, wouldn't you?
I mean, one or two books, yeah, great, happy days. But she got like all of the
Charles Dickens is not,
that would be a bit too intense.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to read that one.
Roald Dahl, all of the Roald Dahl books. And then she got like a load of Diary of a Wimpy Kid and a load of, there's some Irish Dogman, Irish kind of graphic novels. Oscalia, like, and it's great and all, but it's a lot of fucking books.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of want something to play with.
It feels to me there's a lot of vegetable on that plate.
There's a lot of vegetable on that plate. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you need a bit of me.
You need a bit of crispy pancake in that mix.
Yeah, you need a fucking...
Crispy pancake?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not know what a crispy pancake is?
Yeah.
Are you not working class? Darren, come on.
Oh, not, crispy pancake, fucking standard issue. The oven, microwave,
yeah,
yeah. Fucking...
Yeah.
My heart
Jesus, like, we talked about them all the time. What the fuck am I...
Yeah.
I've lost myself.
God.
It's been a while. I
particularly like
some
the ham one. The ham and...
Is it white sauce?
Chicken and mushroom?
Chicken and mushroom. Oh, yeah. There's a nice one. And the ham one.
The curry one, less so.
The steak and kidney one.
Steak and kidney one, yeah. There's no ham one.
Fried bentos?
That's not a crispy pancake.
Same. Same. Yeah?
No. Do you not know what a crispy pancake is?
It reminds me of that time of the convention. Oh,
we'll get to that.
How about that convention?
What about it?
Oh man, I can't wait.
I can't wait to get into it because
wouldn't it be so funny if we didn't get into it.
No, we'll see. I can't wait to
don't give
deal
away
with
the punchline.
Go on.
So books, toothbrushes, towels.
Oh Jesus! I'm taking off my headphones.
Towels. Spider-Man towels. But the Spider-Man towels. Yeah, but the fucking towels.
The bloody Iron Man is on it.
You can't get kids towels and toothbrushes for fucking a Christmas present.
No.
Like what in the name of Jesus?
I remember my ma got me a CD Walkman for Christmas.
Amazing.
No, it wasn't. She did get me that before. And Michael Jackson's number one hits to go with it. And I was beating it around the gaff.
But, you might have rephrased that.
I was beating myself around the house. To, good and strong.
Oh my God.
And then,
bad.
She actually got me a Game Boy on Christmas.
What the hell?
Oh, I was looked after, Ed. Don't worry about that.
I told you, he's not working class. Can I get that
image? No wonder
he
stumbled on the old crispy pancake.
I was an only child. Game Boys were cheap back then. They're like 300 now.
Game Boys were
cheap
fucking
back
expensive.
Then.
To Air Family, yeah. Oh, so I got a Game Boy.
Did you give it to you and it was like the wrong colour? You're like, ugh! Like my sweet 16.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
Or my only child will come out.
Come on.
She got me a Game Boy with no bloody games.
Oh, Darren.
I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And I fucking went nuts. And I ruined Christmas.
Ma, get into Smith's now.
I hate
Rip
you.
Open the shutters.
Oh my God. No games.
No games, yeah, imagine that.
That's disappointing.
That is trauma.
But it's not as bad as fucking getting your kids toothbrushes, is what I'm trying to say, and towels.
Towels and books. Fucking shy.
That's bad.
So I said to her, look, I'm going to do a little trip myself and I'm going to go into Smith's or Bamba.
Wrestlers.
Well, that ties into the convention. She picked up a lot of wrestlers. Like, Becca, he's only 4, so he doesn't know any of the wrestlers, but he knows he wants wrestlers. And if you want to get one of them in the packet, it's like 25, 30 euro for like one wrestler. But we were at that convention and there was lots of loose wrestlers in boxes. That used to be something like,
hey, big boy.
The tattoos on The Rock fucking fading off. Yeah. Toys of The Rock with one knee pad on when he didn't have tattoos. And she said, you just got 5 of them, which is fair enough.
Just like, when he had the little ball.
Just the brand
just
the
little cute bull. Yeah. And no other tattoos. Not the tribal or anything.
When he had the long sideburns.
Yeah. And when he used to say, if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah. So she went in. So she got him wrestlers, but they're just kind of loose wrestlers.
In little bags. In the clear bags.
Oh, these are secondhand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a gift.
Pre-loved.
I got a gift off Santi at the convention.
Did
we're not
going
to get into the convention too much until the end, but I'll just pepper it out here. I got a Batman figure and I got a Batman mask as well.
You did?
That I didn't talk about. But I got a Batman figure and it's like big enough, like, and it's in that clear packaging and it's stapled with the label and it says The Avengers on it.
For anyone that doesn't know, Batman is not in The Avengers.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just reminded me of your wrestlers. Go ahead.
But that's it. She just got a load of shit presents. Really disappointed. Like, the disappointment on the kid's face. I can't do that. So I'm going to have to go do a little trip and pick up some...
Yeah, some Ninja
stuff,
Turtles like, and all.
Yeah.
Just a bit of everything.
Yeah. And in a packet.
And that they can open and play with.
Yeah. They shouldn't be disappointed until they realise that it takes batteries. That's when the disappointment happens.
You need some battery-operated things to mess around with. It's not Christmas morning for kids unless there's batteries involved.
Yeah, it's not Christmas unless you're looking for a tiny screwdriver.
You don't
want to
take Christmas away from them, Joe.
You can't do that.
You don't want to do that. Don't. I would go to Smith's after this.
And I know how this fucking... I don't know. Yeah, I just think it's the shy tires. It's not bad. Some nice tires. You got some nice tires.
They're not toys, though.
Yeah, well, they're not toys.
It's a bloody toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the child equivalent of getting a pair of socks for Christmas.
It's the child equivalent of that part of the toy show years ago where Gay Byrne would stop it down and go, we're going to talk about the wooden toys.
Yeah.
And the books. And you're like, I'm out.
Yeah. Where's the selection box? I'm just going to preoccupy myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this was a wooden horse chiseled in Connemara. You're going, boring. Yeah. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
Fucking nutcrackers. I don't know. I don't want to make me own toys.
Yeah, you're gonna have to save Christmas, Joe.
I will. I know. I was thinking of shit to get them. What would you get a child for Christmas, Darren?
Like, I'd get them the big wrestling ring.
They got that last year, though. They have a wrestling ring. Yeah.
No, but the big huge one that, like...
Like a Titantron?
Yeah, yeah. The proper one. The big dare one. The big mad expensive one that you don't want to fork out for.
It's like 80% box.
Yeah. It's just all box. And a few little poles.
You spend 15 minutes just trying to take the little twisty bits of plastic off them.
I think you should just get them shit that you would have liked when you were a kid and just they'll get to like it because they have the toy of it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, they know what Ninja Turtles are. I think they'd be happy with, like, Ninja Turtle, like, Van or something like that, and Splinter, and them kind of things, like.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Definitely better than a fucking toothbrush. I'm not even joking here.
Are you going to get them?
I'll get them, maybe, I was thinking, like, a pirate ship or something. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I had a castle, and the castle folded open,
yeah.
And you could play with the inside, and there was, like, a jail, and there was, like, a bit that shot a big... stone ball out of it, like a cannon.
I remember them well. It was grey.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Had a drawbridge on it and everything.
Yeah, they were quite cheap, yeah.
Yeah. They were very affordable for me.
Darren with his Game Boy looking down the show, whatever.
Looking in the windows of other people's houses, just like... I don't even have a game, so I'll just pretend to play it, but like, I still have one. But I'd go for like things like that you liked.
Yeah.
Fucking K-pop Demon Hunter shit.
Oh no, fuck that. I hate K-pop Demon Hunters. Hate it so much.
Fortnite?
They don't play Fortnite. Not yet. They play Minecraft and Roblox.
You can get figures of that. Do kids still get toys?
Yeah,
like,
there's
physical
Minecraft
toys
Lego.
Already more into playing.
Minecraft Lego is a good shit.
Minecraft Lego, yeah.
Or Lego in general is a good show.
It's always a good shit.
Oh no. Because
get shit that you'd want to build or you'd want to mess around with.
A racetrack.
Yeah, Sky Electrics.
I just know it's going to be sitting there for the rest of the year.
Just get loads of shit, man. Just get loads and make it a big magical Christmas and just like brush away the toothbrushes. No pun intended.
Yeah. I'm going to record our reactions opening the toothbrushes.
Oh my God.
I sent them to you.
Please do.
I'm pretty sure I got a toothbrush as a kid for Christmas as well before. Amy gets a toothbrush off her mouth sometimes for Christmas.
Like, there's a reason why there's no toothbrushes
Spotlight
on the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good toy.
But you never see them advertised.
No.
It's not like in between a racing car and then there's like Transformers, whatever. Hey kids, you know that is a crazy wacky toothbrush. It's got Bluetooth and it's a toothbrush.
And you can brush your teeth.
Toothbrush.
On the topic of toothbrushes, I bought something online and I may have been scammed, but I bought it and it's a toothbrush, but it's like a retainer.
Oh.
And you kind of put your teeth into it for 30 seconds and it cleans all of your teeth at the same time. And it just kind of speeds it up.
Magic.
Is that a scam?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a scam.
Did you get it on TikTok shop?
I didn't get it on TikTok shop. Maybe I did. What was it? I think it might have been an Instagram ad.
That case, then it's not a scam.
No.
You wouldn't get anything scammy on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, I trust Instagram
ads.
It's
the classy one.
Yeah.
Instagram, people get scammed all the time on Instagram.
Nah, it's... Instagram wouldn't do that to you.
It's a good idea for a product though, isn't it?
By according to dentists, it's minus use to you.
Stop.
Mm.
Really?
I saw that on TikTok.
Ah, well,
they're asking dentists different things, like the water
toothpaste
flosser.
Is actually
gave
bad
it a
for
7
you.
Out of 10, and they described what you just bought.
You're supposed to brush your teeth with water.
And he said 0.
You know 0 that? Out of 10?
You're supposed to brush your teeth with water.
What do you mean? Not toothpaste.
Bad Why? For you. Bad for you.
So toothpaste is bad for you?
Yeah. That's why I don't brush my teeth.
Yeah, that makes sense. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense now. Imagine he pulled out a snotty one from his pocket and was like, there you go.
With his initial on it.
I got a present for somebody in me Kris Kringle and I ordered it from Amazon. I ordered it from Bezos.
Kris Kringle?
It's a Kindle.
Kindle, that's what they call it. Kris Kindle.
Kindle.
Yeah, you said Kringle.
You said Kringle, like Pringle.
Kringle?
Kringle. You said Kris Kringle.
You said Pringle with a K.
It's a Kringle.
Kringle.
Kris Kringle.
Kris Kindle. Huh? Kris Kringle.
I done a cricket game.
No, it's
I done a cricket game.
I got Ed in the cricket game.
Yeah. Ed, who'd you get in the Bower cricket game?
We
did you do you do cricket game?
We don't do the cricket.
No?
Do you not do the cricket game?
I'm surprised there's so many people in here. I think it'd be a perfect place to do a cricket game.
Wouldn't it? Who would you like to get in your Kris Kindle? It's Kindle, by the way.
Kringle.
Oh, or Kris Kringle, yeah, fair enough, in brackets. It's in brackets,
yes.
So the Kringle's in brackets. So Kindle takes precedence. But who within Bauer would you like to get for your Kris Kindle Kringle?
Oh, Pat Kenny all day.
I was going to say Pat Kenny. Get him a set of horse.
Get him a fucking wooden horse.
Do you know
he'd love that.
He'd really appreciate that.
Wow. Kieran Cuddihy.
He doesn't walk here anymore.
Oh, controversial. Look at
Kieran
that.
Kieran Cuddihy for the kick
edgy
game.
Edgy humour.
Who would be someone that would get you something decent?
Owen Brennan.
Ed, I think you'd get me something decent.
It's about, who do you want to get you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like Ed to get me. I think Ed would get me something
decent.
Do you want
to get you? I'd get you a little Game Boy game.
With no Game Boy?
No, with no Game Boy.
I don't know.
But then you'd have both of them.
Ed would get me.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz balls.
Half a calendar. All multicolored buzz balls.
And they'd be all empty.
I got those the other way over
in the corner,
and he'll come in with them drunk, and he won't be able to stand. And he'll be like, "Dad, I'll get you in the quick game.
You can use them as an ashtray. I don't give a shit."
Oh, make a fucking!
I give one to Joey. Put your kids' toothbrush in that.
Make a fucking decoration.
Your shoulder. Go on.
What did you get me? I have a big fucking lovely present with an iPad I'd probably have.
Oh God. Who would you like to get?
Well, I mean,
like, you have to get them a gift.
Or if someone got you in their Kris Kindle. What's your rate Owen as potentially?
Women are always better gift givers. Women are better at giving gifts than men.
I'm better at giving gifts than Amy's. I'm better than Amy at giving gifts.
Explain.
Are you?
Yeah. By a mile. Amy gets me things that just don't fit me. Like she's like, oh, I'm not going to get you clothes this year because, like, she talks like this. I'm not going to get you clothes this year because, like, I'll just get tracks of bottoms and they're too big or too small. And I'm like, yeah, just don't get me them. And then she gets me them, they're too big or they're too small. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing that for? She's got me a voucher.
But the idea is okay because you want the tracks of bottoms.
The thought's there.
Yeah.
The execution isn't.
Right. I think overall women are better at getting gifts. I'm very last minute. I'll be out on Christmas Eve saying, fuck, I still haven't gotten
that. I haven't got one thing. One thing.
You haven't started your shopping yet.
And you say that you're a better gift giver.
Would you give...
The gift I'm getting Amy is a good gift.
But you know what it is.
Just the one good gift.
If you get something for free as part of your lifestyle, is that giveable as a gift?
Meh.
Yeah.
You put the story up. That's all you want. You want the story off you, and then it's up, and then you can do what you want with it. You can throw in the bin if you want.
Would you give it to Amy as a gift, as a wrapped up?
No, she'd know.
She'd know.
But I could give you. I got one there. Buzz balls there.
Lovely.
If you want them,
I'm having it right now.
That's that a trickle of sweat coming down?
Yeah, there's. It's like Train Spotting, but buzz balls.
But in here, I'd say, sure, not anyone listening to this wouldn't know who we're talking about.
I know.
Yeah. Why did you ask us that, Ed? Mm. Owen would never do that.
Owen. So Owen's giving you a shit present.
I wouldn't trust Owen. Owen would get me something, me personally, get me something mean. It'd be kind of something mean. And I think he'd get Darren something nice.
Oh, I think he'd probably get me like a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
Just like,
Thanks.
Cheers. Yeah. I'll drink that. See you soon.
Someday.
I think I'll get you, Joe, something for timekeping.
Yeah.
There'd be a kind of there'd be a lesson in it.
A glass, like an hourglass.
Like a stop, a kind of an alarm watch.
Yeah.
AKA a watch.
What would you get me, Ed?
I'd get you something for your safety on the scooter.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those neck helmets that, like an airbag.
Oh.
Have you seen those? If you fall off your bike, it pops over your head like an airbag.
That's cool.
Or there's coats, isn't it? Like, so if you fall over.
Yeah.
For people that have.
That's the sound.
What's epilepsy? If they fall over, then it just goes. And if you're going to. Bro, just like imagining you went to pick something up off the ground and I thought you were falling, there's a bump.
And you're rolling around.
Like Violet from
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, to bring it back to Roald Dahl.
And that brings it back to Roald Dahl then.
And speaking of Roald Dahl, you are dressed up as Buddy the Elf at the Christmas convention.
Here it is.
Yeah.
In the Swords.
Pavilions.
No.
In the shopping centre. Yeah, I was dressed up as Buddy the Elf. It was for charity. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
I did me bit this year for charity.
Fair play to you.
Okay.
Fair play to you.
So if anyone's asking, I did me bit for charity.
The Laura Lynn Foundation.
The Laura Lynn Foundation. And Joe came on the Sunday and I didn't know he was gone.
And I came and I seen him and I could see in his eyes the shame.
The dread.
I thought it was going to be like in the film Elf where he sees Santa for the first time and he gets Santa.
See, people,
but it was
kept
like that with Joe,
people,
but it
kept
wasn't
doing
like
that to me. Punters and stuff that were there just kept doing the Elf quotes from the film to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kept going yeah.
He was not in character. Everyone else that was there was RoboCop. There was RoboCop. There was the Grinch.
The RoboCop was doing the walk, like.
Oh yeah,
it was in there. He was in character, like.
And the Grinch, like the Grinch was. Oh my god, get these smelly kids out of my way! And like he was in character, and everyone was like on their game. And it's a long day, so fair play to all of them.
Sorry, I'm misunderstanding this. Were you brought in as one of those? You would go to Disneyland.
I thought I was hosting.
And you see the characters walking around. They interact with the people as the character.
No.
Yeah.
I thought I was hosting it, but it did become that, yeah. I didn't host it. I didn't host it.
Did you think you were hosting it?
I thought, yeah, that's what I was supposed to do, was host. Host it, like. And then I just ended up walking around, interacting.
Darren, a selfie with it, like. With a 5 or 6 year old.
Oh.
I'm not hosting. This is hosting.
He looked so miserable and the costume was so good. He was just going around saying 6, 7. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Anytime I was walking around, anytime I seen him, he was just like leaning on a stall chatting. So how's business looking?
Having a vape.
Is that Buddy smoking out the back? Yeah, the fuck.
I was vaping behind the field trucks.
It's like Bad Santa, only.
Do you ever see that photo of Tim Curry as and he's just having a smoke?
That's so good.
With a jacket on him. It was like that.
Oh, it's brilliant. It was brilliant.
But there's so much that happened, but we don't have time to talk about it.
Oh.
And I know we said we were leaving for the end, but unfortunately, that's it.
It's a little taster.
So we have time for.
It's because we swayed off. We kept swaying off, so. Yeah.
Swayze crew.
Che.
That's it.
I suppose we'll let people know that there's still tickets available for Starlet Live in Vicar Street on February 12th.
12th, yeah.
This will be out before Christmas, so if you're stuck for any last minute presents, fucking buy them.
Yeah, you know where to get them.
Or a toothbrush.
No excuses.
Oh, you have to course and say.
Like, there's Pat Kenny. Why does he have so many people around him?
Oh, they're doing Chris Kendall.
And they do. Ed.
They don't do that in here, Ed.
There he is. They're all following him into the kitchen.
They are.
No, it's literally like this place got really busy the minute he walked
into the tiny kitchen.
Literally. What's he doing on floor one anyway?
Yeah, what's he doing down here?
What's he doing down here?
He's slumming it.
I'm going to get a photo with him.
Down here.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just going to get a photo and I'm going to post that on my grid with no caption.
Just say, wow.
No, just nothing.
No caption.
Like that.
You know, Pat Kenny used to come to work in one of those covered motorbikes.
Yeah.
See him around. It was an amazing sight.
So if you crashed, you just roll over back onto your wheels.
you can roll to work.
The roll to work scheme.
So that's it. There are, so back to one. Back to the point at hand. There are tickets available for the live show, February the 12th.
There is and all, yeah. There's tickets for the live show. Great. And we're planning it today. We're working on what we're actually going to bring to the show. So
we both have to have five ideas.
I came in with eight.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I emailed them to Owen during the week.
Did you really?
I did.
You're so ahead of the game.
I am. Come on now. Yeah,
but like, you know, like
all over it. Can we have three of them? Can we have three?
Mm-hmm. No. Before we get into the rest, the bonus, we have to get five ideas because I feel like Owen doesn't like when we don't come with something.
Well, we go for coffee and we'll have five ideas.
Yeah. All around coffee.
All around
what
the
about
town.
If we come onto the stage with coffee? What about?
I have an idea.
We set up a coffee shop on the stage.
So Owen.
And there's tiny biscuits.
What if you talk about thinking about getting like a croissant or something and then never getting one?
Or go to Cookie Boy. Go to Cookie Boy and we get a cookie and a coffee and Cookie Boy.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. My lover, goodbye, my friend. Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourself, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.